The BBC World Service in the United States is distributed by Public Radio International. Distribution is made possible in part by the Medtronic Foundation. During Sudden Cardiac Arrest Awareness Month, learn more about SCA risks and treatment at hearthelp.com. And by individual donors to PRI, whose contributions help bring innovation and diversity to public radio programming.
Europe Today from the BBC was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, offering gourmet foods and fresh flowers with a different accent. English Hedgerow also offers coordinated catering and decoration for weddings, parties, and corporate events. English Hedgerow on the corner of University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana.
It's 12:31. You're tuned to the Afternoon Magazine. Jason Croft is our technical director today. My name is Celeste Quinn. I'm joined in the studio by Tom Rogers. He has our report of AM 580 News.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. Illinois has pinned its hopes for a statewide infrastructure program and more education funding on leasing the Illinois Lottery. However, as Amanda Vinicky reports, the chances of that happening are now becoming less likely.
It was Governor Rod Blagojevich who first proposed the lottery lease idea. Illinois would get a cash windfall up front, but give up any lottery proceeds for decades. The concept has been introduced various times by various politicians since. The most recent incarnation won House approval last month. It would require a private firm pay at least $10 billion. But State Treasurer Lexi Junilius says given the economy, it's unlikely any company has the cash to lease the lottery.
Because the credit markets have tightened up like no time since the Great Depression, it's going to be tough for anybody to find that capital.
A firm that had expressed the most interest in a lottery acquisition was the now defunct Lehman Brothers. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Voters in 14 Illinois counties will have a chance next month to let Springfield know what they think about the citizens' right to carry concealed firearms. The referendum will ask whether the state should enact so-called concealed carry legislation. The referendum is advisory only. Voters will not be deciding whether individual counties should adopt those rights, but whether state lawmakers should bring the issue to a vote. Advocates of the legislation say such a law is long overdue in Illinois, which is one of only two states that haven't passed some form of the statute. Champaign City Council is being asked to consider a policy on vacant buildings. Tomorrow night, the council will review a memo from city staff that details not only the number of such properties, but it discusses potential health and safety risks if nothing is done, as well as solutions. Neighborhood Services Director Kevin Jackson says there's no timetable for developing such a plan, but he hopes the discussion will get the ball rolling. The memo identifies 66 commercial buildings and 89 residential ones that have seen varying levels of neglect. But Jackson says that list doesn't account for vacancies brought on by foreclosure and current problems with the housing market.
At this point in time, those 155 properties are properties that we know have presented some type of problem from a property maintenance standpoint. We spent quite a bit of time either enforcing the property maintenance code to try to get the property owners to correct the violations or actually abating, using city resources to abate the violations.
Jackson says if the council moves ahead with such a policy, it would develop time milestones for administering fines and penalties, as well as incentives for those who respond. If an owner continually fails to comply, legal action to pursue foreclosure and demolition is seen as an option for the city, even now, but Jackson suggests those as a last resort. With winter just a few months away, the Champaign Council will also be reviewing its snow removal policy on Tuesday night. Last winter, the city began giving property owners in downtown and campus town 48 hours to clear their sidewalks after heavy snowfalls. City Manager Steve Carter says, as a result, sidewalks were cleared and made safe for pedestrians more quickly.
I know in the downtown area where our building is, why we heard a lot of comments from people saying, boy, they really noticed the difference. And, you know, some of the businesses got together and hired folks to shovel their snow. And, of course, it impacted the city, too, because we have a lot of property in those areas. And so, you know, basically we had a contractor out clearing our sidewalks along with everybody else.
Carter's recommending that the snow removal policy continue this winter with a few minor changes. Last year, the city held off on announcing mandatory snow removal periods if they fell on a holiday or weekend. Carter says that led in one case to snow being too packed and icy to remove once the announcement was finally sent out. For this winter, the city is suggesting the snow removal announcement go out immediately, but there will be no enforcement during weekends or holidays. On other days, the city will have sidewalks cleared at the owner's expense if they're not done in time. Construction is now underway on the Indiana segment of a pipeline that will carry natural gas from Colorado all the way to Ohio. The 166-mile segment of the Rockies Express East Pipeline crosses nine counties in central Indiana and drops just south of Indianapolis. It also crosses Illinois, generally following U.S. Route 36 from the Indiana border west through Edgar, Douglas, Moultrie, and Macon counties and further west from there. It's the final portion of a more than 1,600-mile pipeline worth about $5.6 billion. The pipeline is expected to be partially in service by April, with the Indiana portion in service by July. Earlier this year, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission conducted an environmental impact study. It found no major environmental threats from the pipeline in Illinois, Indiana, or other Midwest states. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from Owens Funeral Home, located at the corner of Elm and University in the historic Trivet Mansion across from Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Owens Funeral Home, owned and operated by the